It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. O'Reilly's Auto parts, better prices every day. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights beginning May 3rd. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. I've been waiting for a long time to say this. It's race day.
Oh,
I'm radio
nice
man
out.
Dan Diker, Billy Doc Niles. This is the Days In Midwest Race Report right here on 1460 WBOG, KuGold1460.com, and the TuneIn app, which is WBOG.
Love that TuneIn app.
Program brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Toma Sparta Speedway, FansArena.com, the Midwest Racing Connection, Dells Raceway Park, who also gets underway today. We'll tell you about that later on. Jano Collectibles and the Glass Carver. com. Long winter is finally going to be put behind us as we are looking at 68 in sunshine for the La Crosse Speedway Frostbuster coming up here in about 45 minutes.
Yep, qualifying in about 45 minutes. First race goes off in about 2 hours here, and holy cow, you couldn't ask for a better day. Look at the sky. It's beautiful and sunny, mid-60s right now, so it's going to be some really, really fast times for qualifying. Don't be shocked to see Majeski get close to his track record this afternoon.
Tell you what, with the rain on a media day last week, that put a lot of race teams really behind the eight ball. I DJed Steve Bachman's Smoker last Saturday. That was the largest one he's ever had. It was packed usually about 6:30 to 7 until bar time. It was packed from 4:30 until bar time. Man, did we have a lot of – I won a garden set of all things last Saturday night.
Just what you need, right?
Well, the wife took the gloves and the seeds and the basket and the shovel and the spade and the four. She pretty much took the whole thing.
Well, what do you do?
I said, just grow me some basil and I'll eat the basil.
You got a degree in horticulture. You should be the one using that stuff.
I know, but she was like, oh, this is all green. And she put the towel on the stove. She's got the whole thing taken care of. But talking to a lot of drivers last week, Steve Bachman, this is his first year running a late model full-time. He's got it ready to go. His paint scheme goes back 12 years to what used to be on his go-kart.
Holy cow.
Which used to be the number 55. And we're going to talk about that during the races at the La Crosse Speedway today. Didn't get much of a chance to practice Thursday. Couldn't practice yesterday. The entire Minnesota.
Yeah,
I think every driver from the state of
Minnesota
rented the track last night.
They're all looking for an advantage today. And they were all there yesterday, man. They had her blocked off.
So that's going to lead us up into the Frostbuster today. Rumor has it 30 to 35 late models. Billy and I have done some walks through the pits, and there's still cars coming in on trailers. There's still some haulers that they've not unloaded yet. And, man, I'll tell you what, this could be the second year in a row that I've called a B main on La Crosse's opener.
Yeah, well, no, 2 years ago they had it.
2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago. They didn't have one last year. But still, it's going to be cool to see a B main. I'll see what Chuck thinks about that.
Yep, but Chuck Derry's going to join us on the program
Chuck
today.
Chuck be on the program
promoter
today.
And general manager of the La Crosse Fairground Speedway.
And I think when you have a B main consistently every week, that means you're doing something right. You're running a good program. People want to be at your track. People want to promote your track. And this is going to be so much fun. I mean, we haven't had a consistent B main in years.
Chuck's going to break some news for us today, too. A couple of changes coming up this year. One that I really, really, really like. You know, he does a lot of things as an announcer I like the new scoreboard we're going to talk about. There's things I could do announcing-wise. One thing may deal with cautions, and that's all I'm going to say.
A procedural change, we'll call it.
And I really like how that may or may not end up. Again, today, late model sportsman, hobby stocks, Hornets, street stocks. You're going to get a good gander of returning drivers, a good gander of some of the rookies. And, man, I tell you what, the weather, we had that late snow, that canned media day last week. You couldn't ask for anything better than what we have right now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to taking my long sleeve shirt off this afternoon and just Actually walking around outside in short sleeves for the first time this year.
Work on that studly tan.
Got to work on that farmer tan. Hey, also joining us on the program today, and he's got a surprise to bring up.
Big breaking news there, too.
Yeah, Hollywood Matt Henderson, always in the hunt, going to talk about his offseason. And big surprise. We'll let him talk about that later in the show.
Well, he's had a busy offseason because everybody knows that Jacob Spirer that dabbled in his backup car last year, which he's going to tell us his history in the backup car, ended up buying that car off of Matt, and Matt's going to tell us more about that. But the big surprise was something that he told me the first – when did we wrap Christmas presents, Jess? Was that the first week of December? It was either the first or second weekend. We were all wrapping Christmas gifts in his dad's garage for the Henderson family Christmas surprise. And he told me what was going on, and I was like, whoa, that's cool. Made him a promise I wouldn't say anything. And some rumors got trickled out there, but we're going to let Matt break that news coming up later today. And that kind of news for a guy like Matt, if you really know Matt like we do, I mean, I'm really, really happy for him and his dad and his family.
Yeah, I am too, and I can't wait to see how things turn out.
Dells Raceway Park. No, they did not do this on purpose. I don't know how many times people shut up on Facebook. Dells did not reschedule their icebreaker intentionally to interfere with the La Crosse Speedway. It was 43 freaking degrees last week.
Yep.
It was a driver's decision when the icebreaker was canceled to hold it today. Do you think they wanted to compete with what somebody's opener? No. Get rid of that right now.
Yes, and you know what? They're going to have a spectacular show down there, too, just as we are. No conflicting classes, so it's not like drivers got to decide on which track to go to.
Someone wants to see who's winning at the Dells are going to pop their phone out. Plain and simple. Chuck Deary hates that, so do I, but that's how it's going to be. People in the Dells want to know what's going on the cross. They're going to go on their phones. They're going to see what's happening there. There is no immediate conflict on purpose.
And we race the same night, the Dells. Dells and
nobody bitches about that during the race season. They both run Saturday nights.
But, hey, our friends down at the Dells are going to get their icebreaker off this afternoon. They're also starting at 2 o'clock. Super late models, 602 late models, and legends all competing for the icebreaker title today.
Jerry Aubey, the new promoter at Dells Raceway Park, finally gets to find out what it's like to actually be the man in charge. Wayne Lensing has changed some roles there with Jerry. What is his promoter company?
I don't know. I got Black, that written down in notes in the other office.
I can't remember what that was now. But good luck to Jerry and the entire gang down at Dells for getting that thing underway today.
Yep, that interview we did with him a couple of weeks ago, he's pretty excited about what's going on today. So he's looking forward to it just like the rest of us. When we come back, we're going to get the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway manager Chuck Neary to talk about today and the rest of the season. You are listening to the Days in Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Can you meet the challenge? The Ultimate Platter Challenge. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Our Ultimate Platter is enough food for four people. Ribs, chicken, pulled pork, brisket, plus sides. But if you can eat the whole thing by yourself, you get it for free. And I'll throw in another free one for your next visit. What do you say? Are you up for the challenge? Big Boar Barbecue. Wow, what a mouthful.
On Friday, May 3rd, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of Friday night stock car racing. That's right. The Thomas Sparta Speedway is ready to rock once again. Modified, sportsman, hobby stocks, street stocks, mini stocks, hornets. Expect special divisions, novelty nights, and the fall classic. For schedules and more information, go to thomaspartaspeedway.com. Check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back May 3rd at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
This is Steve Carlson, driver of the number 66 at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You are listening to the Days End Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans, the Days End Midwest Race Report on 1460 WDOG. Billy Doc Niles and myself, radio man Dan Dyker. La Crosse Speedway is going to be brimming with a lot of motors and people on the hill as the Frostbuster gets underway here officially in about a half an hour. We're going to do some qualifying here at 12:45, get to see what the new scoreboard looks like for the first time this year. And without further ado, to talk more about not only today's events, but for the rest of the year, promoter and general manager with Motorsports Management at the La Crosse Speedway, Chuck Deary, joins us. Chuck, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm great. Thank you for having me, and we're looking forward to getting going today.
You know, first and foremost, you've spent 27 years at the La Crosse Speedway watching champions hoist trophies over the top of their heads, whether it's a heat race win, whether it's a track championship. First off, got to give you and the family congratulations. Tell us about the trophy your son was hoisting last
week.
That
was cool.
Well, it's, very proud of any parent with their child. And, of course, we're very proud, too, that being part of the Minnesota Duluth hockey team has been something he's worked very hard for. And having back-to-back D1 championships is, it's a loss of words, the amount of pride that you have for, your child for sure, but all the other kids. And you see the effort that it takes to get that and plus be full-time students. So it's quite the accomplishment. And, it's a lifetime memory for the kids for sure. And sure makes the parents smile as well.
You know, I heard on a Minnesota radio station, I want to say it was 2 weeks ago, I'm flipping stations while having coffee one morning at home. They were doing a story on the Frozen Four, and your son's name was brought up. Spring break had come and gone, and they were giving your son some accolades that, and correct me if I'm wrong, he did not go anywhere on spring break. He stayed back to help the team work.
Yeah, a lot of the boys did that and stuff, and they had they had some commitments to do and get caught up on schoolwork as well and stuff. So it takes a lot to get where they're at, and to come away with a national championship is it's the fruit of their rewards and the fruit of their labor and. It's a great reward for him, and so we're very proud of it, and as well as the anyone that's associated with the Minnesota Duluth hockey.
I think what's lost in this is that's the third year in a row they've been to the championship game, and to win the last two is phenomenal. Because I can remember having a bar turn that game on a couple years ago just because your boy was in it. Does he have any eligibility left? Has he got 1 year left, or is he moving on?
He has 1 year left of eligibility. They redshirted him the first year, but he is a senior, so he's going to graduate out, and then we'll see what kind of opportunities go from there. It's his choice on what to do, but he studied engineering. He's going to be a mechanical engineering degree, and he's got some choices, and he's a big boy now, so whatever it is he decides to do, we're going to certainly support it.
Well, from all of us here, congratulations to you and Nick on another successful season, and best of luck to Nick in the future.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Chuck Deary joining us from the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. In a matter of minutes, we're going to start kickstarting another year of fantastic racing at the La Crosse Speedway. It's the Frostbuster, late model sportsman, hobby stocks, Hornets, and street stocks. Five divisions coming your way here. We're going to qualify at 12:45. First race is at 2 o'clock, so you still have time to come out here, enjoy some good lunch, and to get the season underway. Kind of a long winter with another late burst of Mother Nature, which washed out Media Day last weekend.
Yeah, it's always iffy this time of year, but fortunately we got a good day today, and that's what really counts. And so, again, we're just looking forward to getting on the track and seeing who's going to be in the chase for the championship.
Not too many changes to start the 2019 season this year. Obviously, one of the first ones is the change of Thunder stocks to Hobby stocks. What was the thought process behind that?
Well, it's a bit of a rule change for the cars and stuff. The Thunder stocks have been, part of this racetrack for 25 years. Bill, I don't remember. I don't know if you started out in them, but
no, I played with the Sportsmen mostly, but I dabbled in them. They were always fun to dabble in.
Yeah. And that style of car is kind of, I mean, they're actually 25-year-old race cars, which is an amazing feat in itself. And so changing up the rules, and so essentially it's a new division, and so a new division deserves a new name.
Street Stocks coming back this year with the minivans, and Street Stocks, looking at their numbers, I think we asked you this again last year, you have to be very impressed where the six-cylinder class is going.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's your basic entry-level class, and the minivans are similar to this too, and it's just the cars that are rolling through up to the salvage yard, and, you know, they got some life left in them, and so folks can come out and just go have some fun racing with that, and it's great racing, without a doubt. It's great racing.
Oh, I love
that
high tech
racing, and you know, some guys are better than others, and some are faster than others, and it's there's no shortage of action or drama, and always brings a smile to my face when they hit the track.
You know, Chuck, one thing that always surprises me, now that I think this is the fourth year we've had Street Stocks, are how there's like two or three, four large teams of cars with five or six in each one, and they police each other, and they make sure their cars look good, their sponsors are mentioned well, and they're represented well. Did you see that happening at all?
Not at all, but that's the kind of the trend and thing nowadays is the social side of things, and you know, it's the group that comes here or the group that does that, and so it's a couple of groups that are putting together some buddies that have a race team. It's so easy to put those cars together, so if you're if you have any acclimation of being part of it, and you know, you build a car, I'll help you build mine, and thus a team is formed, and you know, it could grow from there or not. But it's just grassroots racing, people having fun on Saturday nights or Saturday afternoon today, and looking forward to just they're living, they're just experiencing life and living something different, and I'm jealous. I wish I could join them.
Speaking of changes, two really big changes I've noticed for this year. One of them aesthetic for the track itself, and the other one for race procedure. First of all, talk about the new scoreboard that's going to be coming in.
It's just it's trying to modernize a little bit too for the track, and it'll be tied in with the transponders. So when the cars cross the lines, cars carrying transponders cross the line, it'll immediately go up on the board, and it just modernizes things a little bit more. It's a 10 position compared to the 5. It should be neat. It'd just be fun. We're gonna have some bugs to work out, like with all things new, but it'll be a great fan improvement, they're doing some of the basic work now. You know, it's ground's kind of mushy and what have you, but by mid-June it should be erected.
That'll be awesome. And the second one is a procedural change, a little bit of lineup change when it comes to feature lineups now. What's the thought process there?
Well, there's two things, and I'm not quite sure yet. I got a couple hours here before I decide on the on the second one. I got one more opinion another promoter I want to ask his opinion on. But we've eliminated the 1, 2, and 3 on the on the inversion, so it's going to be 2 4s on the board, 2 5s and 2 6s.
Oh.
So we're going to make the inversion a little bit deeper, and the other thing which we're debating about, and I guess we're going to find out here in a couple hours, is the double file restarts.
I like this.
I thoroughly enjoy them after lap 12, and so I just may do single file up to lap 12 or halfway for any of the feature divisions on the big track, and then allow the double file, the lane choice after that. So
as soon as I saw that in the newsletter, I was thinking, man, can you imagine? I mean, every time we get a double wide restart to start the race, when you've got Carlson and Panitsky in the front row or whatever the case may be, now you do this with 3 laps remaining. I think the thought process about what lane people are going to choose is totally going to change.
Yeah, the other choice was, just first is in the inside and second goes the outside, and you kind of force the drivers to go into a lane that they might be uncomfortable with. So it was an easy decision not to go that. And it's just how do you follow through with, basically what it boils down to is, I'm a race fan, and, Jeff Garber's the race director. We're hardcore race fans. And if you could run a race to make racing better, that's how we want to see it. And if we feel that way, I'm sure the fans feel that way. But there's a tipping point. You got to understand, take the driver's perspective into it as well. So there's a little bit more details that goes into it, but ultimately, you know, when the cars hit the track, you know, like, see lots of passing, and you know, every driver needs to earn their feature win here at La Crosse Fairground Speedway, and I think they do.
Chuck Deary, promoter of the La Crosse Speedway, joining us in the program before we get underway with qualifying at 12:45. Need to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about the schedule of events coming up in 2019, some good old NASCAR racing coming back, and a couple of new things to the schedule that's coming up next here on 1460 WDAC.
Saturday, April 20th at Dells Raceway Park, the rescheduled Icebreaker 100. The best in the Midwest Super Late Model drivers compete for the first race in the Alive for 5 series. Great drivers like defending champion Dennis Brunty, Ryan Farrell, Casey Johnson, Austin Nason, Mark Eswine, and so many more. The 602 Late Models and iNext Legends will add to the excitement. Qualifying at 1:30, Green Flag Racing at 3. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. Don't miss this exciting kickoff to the racing season, the Icebreaker 100, Saturday, April 20th at Dells Raceway Park.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Are you ready for the Ultimate Platter Challenge? Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. Our Ultimate Platter is loaded with pork, brisket, chicken, ribs, three sides, and four slices of bread. If you can eat it all, it's yours free. I'll even give you a certificate for another one you can share with your friends. So how about it? You ready to take the challenge? Stop by, check out the rules, and dig in. And oh yeah, that's a mouthful.
It's the Three Stooges of short track racing, Doc, Dan, and Paul, on the Days End Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days End Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG, live on the internet, coolgold1460.com, and the several thousand that live listen on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app, and thank you, everybody across the country, for listening. The feedback Dan's been getting is awesome, and you know, keep telling your friends about us.
Chuck Deary joins us again here on the program. We're going to be qualifying at 12:45 this afternoon to kick off the 2019 race season. It is the Frostbuster. Late model sportsman, hobby stocks, Hornets, street stocks. Qualifying again is at 12:45. First race is at 2 o'clock. Chuck, as we look at the schedule, this is kind of a neat thing that you get to do every year is sit down and see, okay, when are we going to do the world-famous Buck Night? When are we going to do boat racing? When are we going to do this? One of the neat things I saw right off the bat, and my phone was going off from all the Minnesotans, is this demolition derby coming up on Saturday, July 6th. When was the last time the La Crosse Speedway hosted a demo derby?
A long time ago. Over 20 years, probably.
I was going to say, it's probably back in your early days when you first started managing the track, wasn't it?
Yeah, we used to do one during the fair.
Yeah.
And it's just things got so, you know, they became difficult to run. And so we chose to do different events that a little bit more in our wheelhouse. So, but it's time to bring it back, you know, that July 6th is kind of a unique event, and we thought, well, it'd be fun to have a demo come back, and we have one.
One thing I like about that, not only the demo derby, but it's also quarter mile mania, so you get to feature the starter divisions for a night, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, it's you know, that it's a tough weekend typically with a lot of activities going on, and so we decided to try a little bit different and stuff, and we're going to try the 300-foot contact drag, and not like...
What? Excuse me?
You know, while we do our street drags, you know, the second Friday of every month, and these will be for, like, the demo cars or whatever. I don't want passenger vehicles out there doing this.
That would be awesome. You know,
here's the starting point. There's the end point. Good luck.
You know, before we get more into the schedule, Chuck did mention two words that I was luckily a part of when it first kicked off. Street drags will be coming back this year every second Friday of the month.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. And it's a different style of racing, and it's a different style. It's for, you know, it's drag. It's not serious drag racing. And the It's a great date night, and, you know, Dan, you've been there in front. It's just a social event. It's an excuse for some guys that like cars and gals, a lot of gals that like cars, to come out and either show off their cars or do a little drag racing with it. And it's simple, it's fun, it's easy, and it's cheap.
Some of the biggest nights you have on the schedule are like Smash-O-Rama, the tournament of the Night of Destruction, and Trailer Race. Talk about those nights.
Yeah, it's, you know, our traditional big events typically are falling on the traditional weekends, and they take a lot of energy and effort to put those together. We do our two of them a year, the Smash-O-Rama and the Night of Destruction. And then, of course, I had the Trailer Race in there on August 3rd this year. So, you know, they're just fun events, something you don't see every day. And it attracts a different type of fan. You know, we're just proud to be able to have the facility to do those type of events, and, you know, a great staff that makes it happen. And it should be a fun year.
The fact that you never put Diker on one of those exploding airbags just really pumps me.
We did that with Caleb Miller several years ago, and he went about 10-15 feet off the ground.
Nice.
Well, hey, we're always trying to think of something to blow up or tip over or roll over or crush.
I like the old man in the wheelchair.
We'll come up with something.
And then, of course, we've got a really big, big occasion coming up this year that I cannot wait to be a part of. It's the 50th annual Oktoberfest race weekend. I know, obviously, we're going to be honoring the only guy that's been doing this for 50 years, and that's going to be Don Thunder Turner, hitting all 50 of these Oktoberfests. But anything you can let us know that's in the works for this big weekend?
You know, it's just going to be the 50th. You know, Fest is unique in itself. You know, we're going to try to do some things different, or, you know, but, you know, that event, it's not our event. It's the Upper Midwest event. It's all the racetracks and all the competitors that are come within 200-300 miles and part of it. And you know, it's beautiful time of year here, typically. And it's just a great event. And, you know, we get a lot of support from the other racetracks as well for part of it. And, you know, it's 18 divisions and different events every day. It's the most frustrating part is I can't buy a ticket and go to the event. I got to work the whole thing. So
I think I asked you that a couple of years ago. We were sitting in Chuck's office on the Thursday of Fest, and I actually asked him, how much racing do you get to watch? And he said, really nothing, because I said, you've got all these people that are here, Greg McCarns and his whole staff and this staff and this staff. You got to be able to buy some free time. And he said, nope.
Neither does Greg either, for what it's worth.
Right.
We try to watch lap the halfway through the race someplace, you know, down in turn one, just to, you know, you once you get halfway on the main event, you know, the event's essentially over. So it's always brings a smile to the face, and then, okay, now let's get back to work and get her done.
Chuck, one of the things I notice, and I love getting these all the time, is your mailers. I think they come out like once a month or once every other month. And some great deals on there. Talk about the where
the
people
coupons.
Can, how could people sign up for this and some of the great deals they can get off these?
Yeah, just go to www.lacrossespeedway.com, and you know there's the mailing list sign up or email sign up, and you know, we'll get that information out to you. It's always good to get the information on what's happening and stuff, but you know, we like throwing some deals in there, and we got some great deals.
Oh, today, you got two Busch Lights coupon today.
Yeah, two for one. You got a $5 T-shirt coming up this year. Sometimes they throw Speedway glasses in there, two for ones on burgers. I mean, man.
That is some cool stuff you got going there,
Chuck. Oh, and before we're done, the Super Pass. You have donated a lot of those to some racing smokers I DJ this year, and I wanted to bring that up here. I think that's one heck of a deal for families that come to the races a lot. Tell us a little bit more about that Super Pass.
Well, it's a group pass deal, and it's just four admissions and four beverages and four food items. And of course, we got our family pass, too, which is even a better deal. Mm-hmm. On every race event, you know, except for some of our bigger ones where we can't do it. But you know, it's we understand the value of a dollar and people coming out and wanting to use their hard-earned dollars and to have fun and get something good to eat, and hopefully we can provide that to the folks in the Upper Midwest this year.
Now, can you get the Super Pass online, or is it something you get as you come to the box office?
That ship has passed. We've missed the deadline, so it's we're just going to do with our family pass. Like I said, That's an equal deal, if not better, too. So it's two adults and four kids, or four students. For I think it's $32 today. So, you know, that's an excellent deal for six people coming to the races.
All right, talking about coming to the races, hopefully people are in their vehicles and they're in their homes going, yep, we are ready to go. Facebook, I put some feelers out last week, and, man, the response has been fantastic, not only for upwards of maybe 30 super late model or just late models, but just getting racing back underway
we
and getting
see,
rid
we
of.
We could see a B-Main this afternoon, first time in a couple of years.
I would like that.
That would be awesome.
Qualifying at 1240.
Hell, I might start them all.
Oh, I have no problem with that either. There we go. And then double ride restart halfway with 15 laps left. I would like that.
That would be awesome.
Chuck Deary, the promoter and general manager of the La Crosse Speedway, qualifying at 12:45. First race is at 2 this afternoon. Chuck is a busy man, and we greatly appreciate you taking some time out on this Saturday to let us know what's going on for the year.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to see Chuck here in a couple of minutes. Hopefully we see you lined up at the gate at 12:45, between 12:45 and 2. Stay tuned. A lot more of the program. Going to talk more about today's events next on WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
On Friday, May 3rd, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of Friday night stock car racing. That's right. The Thomas Sparta Speedway is ready to rock once again. Modified, sportsman, hobby stocks, street stocks, mini stocks, hornets. Expect special divisions, novelty nights, and the fall classic. For schedules and more information, go to thomaspartaspeedway.com. Check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back May 3rd at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Steve Bachman, driver of the number 14 NASCAR late model at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You're listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Remember, we changed the name from the Race Report to the Midwest Race Report, Billy Doc Nels, because we're just spreading the thrill and fun of racing all over the place.
Yes, we are. And not only do we have our opener here at La Crosse today, but also our friends down at Dell's got their icebreaker. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a couple of segments here. But we got a great driver coming up next here, Dan.
Longtime friend of the radio program. He's one of our sponsors on the TV show, the KQEG-TV, number 33, driveultra.org entry of Matt Henderson. Matt, are you ready to go racing here in a couple of, actually in about 2 hours?
Yeah, we can't wait to get out there. It's been a long winter. We've did a lot of stuff to the car, so it's time to finally get out there and see if all our changes are going to work. And we had a lot of deep conversations in the race shop because towards the end of last year, we were getting really fast. So, of course, I don't want to change a thing on the car.
Right.
But
then you got to answer to the man, and his name is John, your dad.
Yeah, well, you know, we didn't win, and you can always get better, and you don't know if you don't try. So
Billy's been there.
Of course, we're trying a bunch of different stuff. So
Niles has been there.
We'll see how it goes.
Billy's been there.
Oh, yeah?
Quit picking on me.
So we'll see how it goes. But we've been working hard and trying some new stuff this year on the car, and only way to find out if it's going to work is to get out there and race her hard. So we'll see how it goes.
You know, Billy Dock, I know that you were paying attention to our Christmas program we did with Madigan this year for the community, and then you saw kind of a new name that was part of the Christmas program, and you saw Jacob Spira standing next to one of Matt's cars. You heard what was going on during his off season.
Let's let Matt explain that. What's going on here, Matt?
Jacob is our sponsor at Autosport and Riverside Corporate Wellness. And he grew up down south and did a lot of road racing and never really raced a car late model anyway. So we let him try it out a few times and he fell in love with it. So we ended up selling him our backup car. With that happening, it's always been my dad and I's dream to own a super late.
Here it comes. Wait. Let's save that for a second.
Okay.
We're going to save that for a second because we need a drum roll and all kinds of fireworks and stuff going off. Hey, you know, I think the neatest thing, and you and I talked with Jacob at one of our pre-planning parties for the Christmas event, was Jacob takes over the race car, but it's being stored at your shop. So not does Jacob just take this venture by himself into some lonely garage. He still gets the tutelage of your father and you on setups and the complexity of that late model.
Yeah, we know that car very well. That was our first car we ever bought from Mike Belling back in 2005, I think it was now. But
you still got that car?
A couple of,
wow.
Yeah, that's the same one. Lots changed on it since then. when we were rebuilding our primary car here a year or two ago, we knew we wouldn't have the primary done for the race season, so we did a ton of work to that car to get it up to speed and all the latest and greatest, kind of like our primary car. So that car, it's a really nice car. We hated to see it go, but Jacob fell in love with it, and, you know, it's a shame to have a car that good sitting in the shop all summer long because we rarely ever did use it. So it was just time to let it go, and I guess it's still at our shop now. We do all the work on it still and get it ready for Jacob. I think he's out of town more than he's in town, so we kind of take care of the details, and he should have a good car this year. We did some work to that again this winter, and he just needs seat time. He needs to get out there, run laps, and the biggest thing I tell him is don't beat yourself up because, you know, you're racing against people who have done this for 50 years, you know, even us, 15 years now, just about. So it takes a long time to learn and grow as a driver. So I just tell him don't beat yourself up, and you'll get it figured out eventually.
One thing I want to go back to here, you mentioned something earlier about making changes over the winter because you were getting just wicked fast towards the end of last year. What kind of changes can you make to make that car any faster? Because you were right there at the end of the year.
I guess I can't really say exactly what we did, but just some bolt-on stuff to the car and stuff we haven't ever tried before. So it's kind of scary because it's kind of like shooting in the dark because it's all new to us again. So that's why we needed to practice and figure out what it's going to do because we know we're probably going to have to change the car a little bit to adapt to the new stuff we got on there.
So yeah, and you're gonna find out for sure here in just a couple of minutes when qualifying starts.
Yeah, you've got names. I mean, look at all these Elko drivers coming down. Wilberg's gonna be back. Majeski's here. Carlson, Panitsky. I mean, man, you talk about throwing your car to the wolves right off the bat. What a way to do it then today.
Yeah, well, you know what, Stan? It's all or nothing.
It so, is. That's what I love about you guys. You're right.
Yeah. So the plan is, I made a deal. If the car is a pile, it's getting all changed back this week to how it was at the end of last year. We'll try it.
Right.
See how it goes. If it doesn't go, then I don't want to spend half the season chasing the car. I want to go back to how it was and fine tune it from there. And that might happen. We'll find out. But I'm excited to give it a shot.
All right. I think it's time now, Dan. I think it's time you can let the cat out of the bag.
All right, you're going to do a drum roll?
All right, here we go.
All right, here comes the drum roll. So during the off season, right before Christmas, Matt Henderson spills the guts of one of the biggest dreams behind him and his dad racing. I told him I would not say anything until he let me do it in the racing program. Matt, what else is in store for you and your family in 2019? And no, he's not having a child.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing, I guess. So we'll say the second biggest thing. We bought a super late this winter.
Whoa.
You might know the guy, Johnny Sauter.
I've heard that name before.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. Really fast too, so I got a lot riding on my shoulders because I got a lot to live up to. But yeah, so we bought his car, and it's always been one of our ever since we started racing. You know, especially when it gets to Oktoberfest time, seeing all of them super lights, and oh man, just be awesome to have one of them someday. And finally, we bit the bullet and we bought it. We are about peeing our pants to get it out on the racetrack. So.
So what's the early plan for the super late model? Do you have races scheduled so far? Are you going to just save it to Fest?
Well, that's the thing. We really aren't putting a timetable on anything. The main thing is we bought it without the motor and a couple other things, so we had to get all those lined up, and we have everything we need just about ready to fire it up, actually. So we're getting really close, and the biggest thing is just going to be getting it up at the track and some seat time in it. I've never driven one before, a super late that is. So just a lot of testing, seat time, and it's a different chassis than what we run now. So it's a totally different car. So
at Fest, are you gonna do double duty, a late model and a super late, or are you going to just concentrate on the super late?
Well, we're for sure going to race the lacrosse car on Thursday, and typically we jump into the Big 8 series to have some fun. I'm not sure, you know, initially I said, no, we can't do that. Dad wants to be in the big race on Sunday.
Do it.
So he doesn't want to race the super late Thursday or Friday. He just wants to focus on qualifying into that big race on Sunday at Fest. So I guess we'll see how the year goes, but we're still kind of toying around with possibly running Big 8 too. But that's going to be a lot to handle, you know, with our first time ever with a super late. And then because, you know, Saturday is when they qualify and run their last chance races and everything for the big Sunday race. So we'll see what happens, but for sure our Thursday night car, lacrosse car, will be racing, and we're gonna, you know, it's a tough race to make. The best of the best show up for that race, and we've been watching that race ever since, you know, I was little. And so if we can make it, that'd be awesome. If we don't, we'd be kicking ourselves if we didn't try. So that's pretty much the only plan we have for now. It's just get the car together, go do some testing, get used to the car and, you know, the tires, and it's just a whole new ball game for us. So
right, we only got about a minute left here, Matt, so why don't you let us know who's all helping you out there this year sponsor wise
well, we got a lot of great sponsors coming back this year: Ultra Federal Credit Union, drivealtra.org, KQEG TV, Riverside Corporate Wellness, Auto Sport, Custom Excavating, Hungry Peddler, Bond Drywall Supply, Collision Specialist, S Excavating, Bernie's Equipment, Crest Tree Cast Concrete, Paul and D. Euler, DJ Dan Diker, Speed Trap Video, John's Drywall, and I think that's about it for this year. I just wanted to say quick, we can't thank you two enough and KQEG for all you guys do for racing up in this area. It's pretty awesome. You can turn the radio on and actually hear, you know, local stories about our track and tracks around here. Pretty dang cool.
Well, it takes guys like you and families like what you've had, and the bond that myself and Doc and Magnum.media has had with your family over the years to make us just want to come back year after year and to do this. And, well, we're going to start planning for the Christmas event here later in the year and get ready for the sixth annual Henderson Motorsports Christmas Surprise.
We got to let him go so he can get ready for qualifying.
Qualifying time, it's 12:45. Matt, thank you for joining us on the racing program. We'll see you down to the pits, my friend.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, the number 33, Matt Henderson, good to see him out for the entire year. And, man, it was so cool to finally break that news that he bought Johnny Sauter's old race car, and we're going to see what he can do later in the year. When we come back, Paul Reichert's going to jump in with some results on 1460 WBOG.
Saturday, April 20th at Dells Raceway Park, the rescheduled Icebreaker 100. The best in the Midwest Super Late Model drivers compete for the first race in the Alive for 5 series. Great drivers like defending champion Dennis Brunty, Ryan Farrell, Casey Johnson, Austin Nason, Mark Eswine, and so many more. The 602 Late Models and iNEX Legends will add to the excitement. Qualifying at 1:30, Green Flag Racing at 3. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. Don't miss this exciting kickoff to the racing season, the Icebreaker 100, Saturday, April 20th at Dells Raceway Park.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Can you meet the challenge? The Ultimate Platter Challenge. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Our ultimate platter is enough food for four people. Ribs, chicken, pulled pork, brisket, plus sides. But if you can eat the whole thing by yourself, you get it for free. And I'll throw in another free one for your next visit. What do you say? Are you up for the challenge? Big Boar Barbecue. Wow, what a mouthful.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Oh, here we go, back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. It is the Days Inn Midwest Race Report at 1460 WBOG. Sunshine at 68 at the La Crosse Speedway today for the Frost Buster. I don't even think there's frost left out there now.
No, we don't know snowbanks like last year either.
That was still one of the best pictures I saw, was Jacob Gady coming out of Turn 3. Kim Kepperman had a photo that was just a fantastic shot. It looked like a snow cone or like a cup of sherbet. You've got a white base of a snowbank and an orange car.
Yeah, I remember doing the top three interviews on the front stretch last year, and Steve Carlson telling me, I've never had to avoid a snowbank before.
You know, nobody hit a snowbank last year. That was going to be my fear between 3 and 4, that somebody would spin out and tag a snowbank.
Well,
what would that do to the front end of a late model?
Oh, that would mess it up. Let's just admit that. It would really take the aerodynamics out. That would ruin your day right there. But no snowbanks today. It's going to be an awesome day.
No snowbanks today, and something that's not going to ruin your day is Paul Reichard, because that man has the info on pretty much every race under the sun from coast to coast, and he joins us right now.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Bill. Paul Reichard, dear race fans, and it's time to recap the racing action from the past week on another edition of Reichard's Race Rewind. We'll start with Thursday night, the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Virginia Motor Speedway in Jamaica, Virginia. First-time winner alert, Corey Eliason was your winner. Jimmy Owens won the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race at Atomic Speedway in Chillicothe, Ohio. And our big three-night show for the U.S. Modified Touring Series, the Cajun Clash at Arkla Tech Speedway in Vivian, Louisiana. Thursday's A-Main went to Rodney Sanders. Friday, the King of the Wing National Pavement Sprint Cars kicked off their season at Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola, Florida. Bobby Santos scored the win. Veteran IMCA Modified racer Hunter Marriott scored his first ever U.S. Modified Touring Series win at Night 2 in Arkla Tech Speedway. Saturday's Big A Main, unfortunately, lost to the rain. Brady Bacon won the USAC Sprint Car race at Bloomington, Indiana, and a big two-night show for the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Devil's Bowl Speedway in Mesquite, Texas. Friday's A Main won by Logan Schuchart. Saturday's show, unfortunately, rained out. Speaking of Saturday, All-Star Circuit Champions at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Posse leader Lance DeWeese scored the win. Eli Tomac won the AMA Supercross race at Mile High Stadium in Denver. IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series on the streets of Long Beach, California. Felipe Albuquerque and Joao Barbosa claimed the overall victory. King of the Wing Sprint Cars at Montgomery, Alabama. Two nights, two wins for Bobby Santos. Jonathan Davenport won the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race at Hagerstown, Maryland. Jeremy Doss won the Spears at Sorrel Southwest Tour race at All-American Speedway in Roseville, California. And reigning Super Dirt Car Series champ Matt Shepard won the race at Can-Am Speedway in Lafargeville, New York. Sunday, the ARCA Racing Series ran on the high banks of Salem, Indiana. Race did get called at halfway because of the weather. Didn't matter myself. He was in victory lane. He was the winner. Sam Mayer, fresh off his K&N East win at Bristol the previous weekend, was second. Midwest Compact Touring Series at Sandusky, Ohio. Big 50-lap main event, won by familiar Wisconsin name, Brandon DeLacy. NHRA at Royal Purple Raceway in Baytown, Texas. Brittany Force victorious in Top Fuel, and the Funny Car class was won by Robert Height. And we do want to give a shout-out to Formula One. They were in Shanghai, China last weekend. Lewis Hamilton won that race, but a big historic weekend for Formula One. This is their 70th season of racing, and they ran the 1,000th race in series history at Shanghai, China last weekend. Man, you've come a long way, Formula One. Congratulations. And that'll wrap up this edition of Reichard's Race Rewind. I'm Paul Reichard. We'll talk to you folks next week.
Boy, did he sound excited right there, didn't he, Dan?
I think he knows it's race day.
Yeah, he's giddy for today.
Well, he also knows. I mean, he likes to do a full 5-minute report. And when they're like 2 or 3 minutes, because not everybody is starting racing yet. He wants everybody to start the same weekend.
Yeah, and it's – well, you got the – like we said, we're going to talk about the Dells in the next segment. You got lacrosse. It's going to be a great weekend, a great day
now,
for
I
racing.
Think that's only the only two tracks that I know of in the Midwest that are racing today are the Dells and lacrosse.
Yeah.
That's and the Dells, because there was a reschedule. Yep, otherwise, yep. We'd have had the entire limelight shed over the lacrosse speedway.
Yep, and we'll get you the information for that one and everything going on at lacrosse as the sexy voiceover chick will throw the white flag on the Days In Midwest Race Report here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
On Friday, May 3rd, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of Friday night stock car racing. That's right. The Thomas Sparta Speedway is ready to rock once again. Modified, sportsman, hobby stocks, street stocks, mini stocks, hornets. Expect special divisions, novelty nights, and the fall classic. For schedules and more information, go to thomaspartaspeedway.com. Check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back May 3rd at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Saturday, April 20th at Dells Raceway Park, the rescheduled Icebreaker 100. The best in the Midwest Super Late Model drivers compete for the first race in the Alive for 5 series. Great drivers like defending champion Dennis Brunty, Ryan Farrell, Casey Johnson, Austin Nation, Mark Eswine, and so many more. The 602 Late Models and iNext Legends will add to the excitement. Qualifying at 1:30, Green Flag Racing at 3. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. Don't miss this exciting kickoff to the racing season, the Icebreaker 100, Saturday, April 20th at Dells Raceway Park.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
All right, race fans, one more time before we get out and do some racing at the lacrosse speedway. This will be the final segment today of the Days In Midwest Race Report, being brought to you by Days In on French Island and Hero Sports Bar and Grill inside the hotel. Big Bar Barbecue, Thomas Sparta Speedway, fansarena.com, Midwest Racing Connection, J&L Collectibles, glasscarver.com, and the Dells Raceway Park.
Oh, my goodness. They got a big one going on today. It got canceled, postponed a couple weeks ago because of the weather. It's going to be the Icebreaker down at Dells Raceway Park today. Super late models, 602 late models, legends. Going off at 2 o'clock, so if you're listening to us down in the middle of the state, there's your place to go.
Again, qualifying is underway at the lacrosse speedway. Well, it is when I say it is. As soon as this segment's done, we will start qualifying. Late model sportsman, hobby stocks, hornets, and street stocks. First race is at 2 o'clock.
We're not waiting on you, Mr. Talk Guy. Let's get qualifying going.
Yeah, because Chuck knows I haven't ate yet, and I have to have a 15-minute food buffer in there.
He's probably coming up the steps right now. Let's get this going.
Frostbuster, we've seen the names for the past 2 weeks of this late model class. I cannot even venture to put a name there who wins the first late model feature of this year. I have no clue.
Well, right now you got to figure that the two favorites are Penske and Carlson because they've been doing it consistently for the last 3 years.
Majeski's probably got the most wins out of anybody over the past 4 years.
Majeski is going to be here.
Bobby Wilberg, how many championships does he have at Rockford? 11, 12?
Rockford and Madison. I think he's close to 20 between the two of them.
You can never – I talked to Nick Mergic. He was at Bachman Smoker last week. There's a chance he's here today. I haven't been down to the pits yet. You can't count him out. Look what he does at Oktoberfest.
You can't count Jacob Gady out.
And then there's these surprise names that people have been giving me that they won't tell who it is till we get in the pits.
I've heard rumors. I mean, I'm not gonna. I don't like playing rumors, so I'm gonna like what I see in the pits here this afternoon, man. It's like we said with Chuck Deere earlier in the show. We could possibly see a B main for the first time in a couple of years.
Sportsman, no more Steve Bachman, won the championship after that big 5-year hunt. This could start a heck of a season for the sportsman division.
Yeah, you got Weber coming back. I think Weber thinks he has something to prove. He had a couple of mishaps when it came to Tech last year, which
let Tom Lethe pick up a total of four wins.
Yep, and actually Lethe only earned two of them. So.
Right.
And then Lethe, based off of that season he had last year, he's going to be looking tough. Who else did he get? Oh, yeah, Jeff Thompson just bought the Trout car. He is going to be super tough. Sammy Niles was looking really good at the end of the season last year.
Hey, you got 5, 6, 7 names that could jump off a sheet of paper right now
and Mark Chalet, when he bought that Dumber car last year, started to come around at the end of the year. This is going to be a tough class to predict right off the bat.
No more Thunder stocks. It's hobby stocks. A lot of the familiar names are going to be back this year. Some new names are coming in right now. And Brandon Gallagher has pretty much put the challenge down to either more, I'm coming for you.
Well, he had a heck of a learning curve last year.
Oh, yeah.
And he progressed throughout the season when he was there. When Brad Worthen was driving his car, that car ran great. I am going to be really interested to see how that kid does this afternoon.
Jason Bolster has a brand new 76 this year too, so you got to watch that.
Yeah, and you see the pictures of the 29 car. I don't even think they had to do anything to it over the winter.
That was
did
so
they?
Pretty from last year. Hornets expect 25 to 30 of them this year. Brandon Lemoyne has stepped away. I talked to him, verified that last week. That's going to be a crapshoot.
He cut his hair. What the
I like
heck?
That.
Oh.
Street stocks, again, that's going to be wide open. I don't think Matt Moore is going to do much, if anything, in the street stocks this year or minivans. Man, that's going to be a good class.
Well, Moore was pretty much the cream of the class when it came to both those classes. If he's stepping down, now it's wide open. I mean,
Leaps Brothers have just created a Leaps Brothers Racing Facebook page, too. These guys are really, really up in their game this year.
Nice. That's the competition. And, we had about 8 or 10 minivans by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So much fun to watch.
Watch the name Dan Fry. Remember, he took Rob Stanfield and Matt Moore right down to the wire last year. Dan Fry coming out of Kendall, maybe a name to watch besides Matt Moore and Rob Stanfield.
Then that street stock division, wide, wide open. Anybody can win on any given night. And, that's outside of the minivans, that one's one of my favorite ones to watch.
Again, 12:45 qualifying, which is going to be getting underway here in a couple of minutes. First race is at 2 La Crosse Speedway with a brand new scoreboard. I cannot wait to see that this year when the numbers start to fluctuate back and forth, because as an announcer, and especially yourself, you're going to be in the pits with a microphone glued to that scoreboard watching who's jumping over who.
And it's going to be especially good for qualifying, because that'll automatically put the positions up there instead of, guessing. So looking forward to it when it's finally in operation in June.
68 and sunny today. We will see you, yes we will, at the La Crosse Speedway. First race is at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I want to thank all of our fantastic sponsors, Jesse for telling us get out, Billy Doc Niles for doing what he does, and Paul Riker with his race report. It's race day. Finally, we're heading out of doors to the La Crosse Speedway. This has been the Days in Midwest Race Report on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days in Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. O'Reilly's Auto parts, better prices every day. By the Tomah Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights beginning May 3rd. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.